And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VerylDana.com.
Hi, this is Tanya Alvarez from VerylDana. Do you have a policy or practice with regard to providing references for former employees? Is it written down? Do all the managers in your organization know your policy and expectations? Making sure that managers know and understand an organization's policies and practices is extremely important. Most often, employees will not direct future employers to human resources, but instead will direct them to the individual's former direct supervisor. Has that manager received training and guidance as to what they permissibly can say and cannot say? If they are providing anything more than position and date of employment, have they received any verification that the applicant has given permission for the supervisor to discuss the candidate and his or her work quality? Does the manager generally know and understand the elements of a libel cause of action or a defamation cause of action? These are all important questions that you should be reviewing when creating and implementing an employee reference policy. Contact a member of VerylDana's Labor and Employment Practice Group if after review of your current policies and practices, you'd like to discuss more.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VerylDana.com.